よ
fun.
Well, good for you.
No, don't get in.
No, I'm grabbing a cab.
Get in!
Stop it!
You go. Leave
me alone, Eddie.
Don't ever try that again. Or else.
Or else what?
My God, Kaiji. I'm not going to
それを我々の最終的なものとしてご考慮をお願いいたしたい。
Mr. Yoshida says we regret we can go no further. This is our final proposal. Your company will benefit greatly from this new relationship. Now you must decide the fate of Microcon.
Let's see if we should close at this price.
Let's see if we can hold out till Congress votes.
We can't pull back just now. Deal's too far gone.
We can't pull back just now. Deal's too far gone.
If we start to stall,
they'll suspect if we start to stall.
The last guy wants to screw this up.
Listen, I'm the last guy who wants to screw this up. Deal's too good. But we have to have some strategy. That's what I'm saying.
They're going to stall.
Oh my God.
Nick. How's it going?
Good.
Look, if there's anything you don't understand.
Oh, no, we're fine here.
Great. That's good to hear. You're going to be part of a great team. Once these guys draw a line in the sand, that's pretty much it.
You want that research and development money, don't you?
Yeah.
The Nakamoto Group can do a lot for you.
Yeah, all right.
Great.
That guy is an asshole.
That guy's an asshole.
The deal will put vital elements of our advanced military weaponry entirely under the control of the Japanese.
Come on, Senator Warren.
During the Gulf War, the Japanese suggested that they could deny us that weaponry.
Well, you're oversimplifying a complex issue now, aren't you, Senator?
No, I don't believe
I am. Senator, what he's trying to say is, isn't this a case of America looking for a new enemy now that the Cold War is over, an evil empire to replace the Russians?
Talk about simplifying.
Well, you're the one doing the simplifying, Senator, and the bashing.
You're using some powerful language here.
Hold on. Let the Senator in, please.
I came here to Los Angeles for several reasons.
Before we hear why you came to Los Angeles, Senator, I couldn't quite detect from that moving sermonette exactly how you're going to vote.
You know, they warned me about you.
Well, they should.
Yes, they should.
How are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote against the sale of Microcon.
Okay, thank you for saying that flat out. Let me ask you guys on this side. You sometimes make it sound as if Japan's prosperity is bad for America. Is that what you're trying to say?
The real issue here is that this technology is bought and paid for by American taxpayers.
The language you're using, it sounds like we're really blowing up on a fever pitch over trade policies that essentially are not that dangerous to us. I mean, if we're really selling a vital industry to them, and we someday knew that industry, say, in a case of war, couldn't we just nationalize the industry?
American taxpayers also want the economy revived, and it seems to me we can't do that if we turn away Japanese capital.
This discussion is degenerating into just the kind of argument that we don't need. I mean, this is already a very tense situation. In a few days, there will be a vote in Congress, and we will decide whether the Microcon sale goes through. And it's a complex issue, one that concerns bonds of friendship between our two countries.
It seems to me we're
having
an industrial policy. You're somebody with aspirations, perhaps, for the highest office in the land.
Oh, ladies, one thing to remember, that the custom here is you bow when you bow to.
Oh, wow. They really rolled out the red carpet. What floor are we going to?
45th.
After you, Greg.
Bow when you're bowed to. Oh, wow. Look at this. Everybody's
this
here.
This is amazing.
Can you believe
There's
this?
There's Ferry Hirsch.
I see him.
The mayor.
Yeah, I can't believe this. We're in the fast lane now.
Oh, we sure are.
Okay. Look, here's a Yoshida sign in the place.
Get ready to bow. Yeah.
Wife.
Taito drums.
Huh?
Taito drums. Long ago, they were used to drive away evil spirits.
Here. Yo, what's up?
Webb, Tom Graham. You're on the job tonight, Special Services Liaison, right?
Yeah.
Gotta get over here. The new Nakamoto building, 1100 Figueroa.
I can't believe they're pulling this shit.
What stuff are they pulling, Tom?
They are demanding to see the fucking Special Services Liaison. They're saying the police can't proceed until you get here.
And what time was that phone call from Lieutenant Graham?
What time?
Yes, what time was it?
9 p.m. February 9th.
4 nights ago. Was that a yes, Lieutenant Smith?
Yeah, it's a yeah.
Now, Lieutenant Smith, we appreciate your cooperation. You waived your right to be represented here by an attorney. So, Lieutenant Graham called for the Special Services Liaison.
He said he had a homicide.
Yeah, a homicide. Apparent 601, Caucasian female. I'd say 25. Lying flat on her back on the boardroom table like a piece of sushi. Quite a sight. Better get down here.
Hello, I'm a police officer. Can I be of assistance? Konnichiwa, watashi wa keisatsukan desu. Oyaku ni satemasu ka?
Konnichiwa, watashi wa keisatsukan desu. Dou shimashita ka?
May I see your passport? Passport o misete kudasai.
Passport o misugunasai. What's up?
Lieutenant Webb Smith, this is Washington Man Off.
Yes, sir.
I understand you're on your way to Nakamoto Tower. I want you to swing by and pick someone up. It's right on the way.
Certainly, sir.
A guy named Connor.
Connor?
Yeah, John Connor.
But I thought he was long gone.
No, he's still very much alive. As a matter of fact, they put in a request for him.
They? Who's they?
You get going, I'll phone. He lives down by Little Tokyo, 428 Rose Street.
Yes, sir.
Captain Connor prior to this night?
No, I did not. I had only heard about him.
What had you heard?
I heard that he had long ago put himself on indefinite leave. That he had lived in Japan. Some people thought they got to him. Some people said that...
Said what?
The man couldn't be trusted.
You're late.
Yeah, sorry. Directions were...
No. Be on time. Shoes.
Is it normal procedure these days for the Japanese to insist on having a liaison officer present?
No, it's usually an assignment.
What time were you called?
Lieutenant Graham called at 9. Hoffman called a few minutes after that in the car.
You were called twice?
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that sooner. You ever negotiated with the Japanese before?
Negotiated?
Hmm. Perhaps I can suggest the strategy.
Well, this is hardly a negotiation.
Huh?
What is it then?
What is it?
It's a homicide.
When we arrive, you take charge of the negotiations. Don't bother to introduce me. Don't refer to me at all. Don't even look in my direction. Keep your jacket buttoned at all times. If they bow, you bow back. Same depth, same duration.
Believe it or not, I have done this before. You know, I do know these things.
And do keep your hands at your sides. The Japanese find big arm movements threatening. Keep your voice calm and even. You'll probably find them irritating tonight. But whatever happens, don't lose your temper.
I don't lose my temper.
Well, that's good to know. Now, when you start to get into trouble...
I won't get into trouble.
When you start to get into trouble, you'll hear me say, perhaps I can be of assistance. From then on, I do the talking. You stand behind me, and don't appear distracted. We may come from a fragmented MTV rap video culture, but they do not. Every aspect of your appearance and behavior will reflect on you, on the department, and on me as your senpai.
My senpai?
Mm.
That wouldn't happen to be anything like master now, would it?
No. The senpai is the senior man who guides the junior man, the kohai. In Japan, the senpai-kohai relationship is presumed to exist when the younger man and the older man work together. Hopefully, they will presume that of us.
So what does it mean that I was called twice?
It means they're ahead of us.
Come on, Paul. They know. I could have been 5 minutes away.
Oh, they know exactly who was on call tonight. Exactly how long it would take you to get here. You can be sure they know all about you.
All about me?
Hmm.
It took you long enough.
Tom.
What the fuck's he doing here?
Fred Hoffman told me to bring him.
Guy's trouble. Stay on your toes. The department put him on leave because he's too good a friend of Japan. He's not a team player.
Where is everybody?
They made us put our cars around back. They keep talking about nothing must disrupt the grand opening. Finding that bomb piece of sushi upstairs drilled them nuts. Don't want their guests or the press to know. Step aside, pal.
You come down already.
Yeah? Well, now I go back up. Maybe come down, go up 10 times more. Okay? We're still the fucking police in our own country. Built this building in 6 months. Going to prefab units from Japan and slap them together here. Not one American worker. City gave him an 8-year break on property taxes. Shit. We're giving this country away.
Nobody forced us to do it.
Mamonaku 45階でございます.
Jesus. If an elevator's going to talk, it should speak in American. What'd it say?
We're arriving at the 45th floor.
American companies, they're moving jobs offshore.
Ground floor, please. They must...
Going up, Senator.
No. I wish to go down.
We'll get the next one, Senator.
No. You don't understand. American.
Senator Morton. Real nice to find him partying here. Considering he's on the Senate Finance Committee, which sets all Japanese import regulations.
Geronimo! Send me through.
I have your liaison for you.
こんばんは。はじめまして。
はじめまして。私はスミスです。どうぞ。よろしく。
私は石原と申します。どうぞよろしく。
Is this your home phone, detective?
Yes. Right there at the bottom.
Look, detective, let's dispense with the formalities. We'd like to cooperate, but we can't allow you to start without a warrant.
It's bullshit. We don't need a warrant.
We can get a warrant here in 15 minutes, sir. But we do have a reported homicide here.
Homicide? More likely a drug overdose.
Well, we can't make that determination until we investigate.
Obviously. But I'm concerned about the attempt to link this girl's death to our reception downstairs.
Well, I don't know, sir. It looks like she's wearing a party dress to me.
Oh, she's wearing a dress. I agree. Look, Lieutenant, you have to appreciate the position of the Nakamoto Corporation.
Sir, I do appreciate
this. This is an important evening for the Nakamoto Corporation. A very public evening. We don't want it marred by unfounded allegations concerning the death of a woman of no importance.
A woman of no importance?
You have some nerve.
I can't imagine how she came to be in the building at all.
You have some nerve!
But your Lieutenant Graham intends to go down and interrogate everybody, including the mayor, the senators, and congressmen.
Graham said that.
Oh, Christ. What is this? Do you mind turning around? Who is this guy?
Mr. Tanaka works for Nakamoto Security.
Get him out of here.
We've authorized Mr. Tanaka to be here.
I'm authorizing his ass out of here. He's contaminating the crime scene. And I want his film.
We must undertake our own private inquiry.
Your own private inquiry, man? Let me tell you something. I'm going out to get a search warrant and a restraining order for
Why
you.
Why don't you do that? Be my guest.
Perhaps I can be of assistance. Hajimemashite, John Connor desu. Meshi desu. Dozo yoroshiku.
John Kana-san. Konmi ni kakarete koi desu. Watashi wa Ishihara to moshimasu. Dozo yoroshiku.
Ishihara-san, I'm sure none of your guests could be involved in this unfortunate incident. They're free to go as they wish.
I am grateful for your assistance.
But before they leave, give me the names of those gentlemen, please.
I'm sorry.
The names of those gentlemen.
May I ask why?
Fusakaruna, Shokadoke, Dete Ike, Makarai Noka, Richie, Mugshots, all of
you. Oh, you cannot do this. Nani o surunda?
No, you're to blame here. And you won't give my detectives any assistance that they need. And I want the name of the person who discovered the body. Imaye! And don't you fuck with me!
But of course, Captain.
Yeah, don't fuck with us. Mount up, boys. Let's get it done before she starts to smell.
I thought it was bad form to lose your temper.
It is, but it's the only way I could assist Ishihara.
Assist Ishihara?
Now, why would you want to do that?
Because he wasn't the most important man in the room.
Oh, he was?
No. He's the older man. His Juyaku, his superior. But I wanted to get the investigation going, so I played the out-of-control gadget. So Ishihara wouldn't lose face. So now, Ishihara owes me a favor. Deep, isn't it?
Heavy.
Whoa, whoa.
The executive fuck chamber. Oh, man, I like this. I like this. That's nice. That's nice.
Boy, these guys sure know how to do business.
Nostrils look like the rim of a margarita glass. Think she OD'd on coke?
Don't think so. We'll get lab values on all fluids. Some seminal fluid down here. External genitals are pretty raw. Looks like forced intercourse, but you know, I'm not sure she was murdered.
Not sure she was murdered? Oh, come on, shit. You gotta be kidding me.
The makeup on the neck there covers signs of prior throat injuries. That suggests a pattern of repeated cervical trauma. Could be a case of sexual asphyxia.
She's a gasper.
Which is what?
Individuals sexually aroused by the hypoxia of near strangulation. They ask their partners to strangle them or put a plastic bag over their head while they have sex. It's easy to make a mistake and go too far. This looks like death from inhibition to me. Instantaneous physiological death.
What?
The person just dies. Happens with neck or chest injuries. Had a kid got hit with a baseball once. Not very hard. Fell down dead in the schoolyard.
Yeah. Maybe she got hit with a baseball.
Odds are she was strangled. But since having sex isn't a felony, it wouldn't be murder. Anyway, file it away in the back of your mind that maybe she just popped off.
Cheryl Lynn Austin, age 23. She says she has a Westwood address, but she hasn't been here long enough to change her Kentucky driver's license.
Snap your cigarette, check his credit cards. Nice tight roll of $100 bills. Miss Austin is well taken care of. These little guys eat shit all day long in Tokyo. Crammed in the subways working for big companies. They come over here and suddenly they're rich and free. And they all want to fuck a Rose Bowl queen.
And then kill the Rose Bowl queen on the Nakamoto boardroom table? Call the police and create a scandal? Is that your theory?
My theory? Hmm. My theory is that these guys are known world-class perversion freaks. I got a nose for these things.
I'm sure.
Hey, Spider-Son. Tell your pal they got a contest. The one who kisses the most asses wins a free Toyota.
Hey, Graham. Want some sushi?
Nah. I get a craving for mercury. I'll eat a thermometer.
In Japan, criminals expect to be caught. Convictions run about 90%. Here, it's closer to 70.5%. They think we're stupid. They think we're corrupt. And they're not often wrong.
What the hell are you doing?
Good evening, officers. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. Where are you located?
Lobby level. Across from the elevators.
Thank you.
Mr. Phillips, how long have you been on duty tonight?
About a half an hour. Mr. Tanaka was here when I got here.
Mr. Tanaka? Who's Mr. Tanaka?
He's the head of security.
Mr. Phillips, the 46th floor, the cameras. I know in Japan they like to observe their workers to help them improve their efficiency. But I saw at least four up there. Why so many?
You didn't hear this from me.
Oh, I guarantee we didn't hear it from you.
Maybe they put in a couple of new cameras to observe those negotiations.
What negotiations were those?
The ones that go on up there during the day with a company called Microcon.
Microcon? The computer chip company. There's a vote coming up in Congress on that deal.
Put up the 46th floor.
Can the camera get in closer?
You have to use the gizmo.
The gizmo? Show me.
You use the gizmo to zoom in. This is all next generation. There is nothing like this in this country yet.
You record by disc.
Record? What do you mean record? I mean,
disc roll back there. It's all there on next generation. Laser disc.
I'd like to see tonight's disc for the 46th floor.
You'd have to talk with my supervisor. You got a warrant?
These discs record for 12 hours. Why does the one on the 46th floor only show 2 hours?
Excuse me?
The original disc isn't even here anyway, is it? Because it's been replaced.
I wouldn't know about that. That's Mr. Tanaka's department.
Someone at this very moment is watching us. Under the circumstances, you've been more than helpful, Mr. Phillips.
I'd like to tell you, officer, something. This is a good job. I mean, around here, if something doesn't work or I got a problem, I tell somebody, they fix it. It's not like when I was working at GM out there in Van Nuys. I mean, this is different here.
You're part of a team.
Right.
What, a team? I mean, what are they doing for you, huh? They spotting for you? They sending you in plays, huh? Maybe they got instant replay. How about this?
Hey, brother, come on. These people have been good to me.
Kohai, I'm going to call in a favor. You stay here with Mr. Phillips.
Yo, come on, Kohai.
Lieutenant Smith.
Whoa. Honeys are out tonight. Oh, here's a nice one. Let's use the gizmo. Oh, yeah, she's nice.
Not so nice. She's my ex-wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Don't be. She's a lawyer.
It must be nice to fuck a lawyer instead of always being fucked by one. You know, I've seen your friend around here quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Real friendly with Mr. Yoshida there.
And who's Mr. Yoshida?
Mr. Yoshida's the man. Let's listen in.
I know nothing of this. Any recordings we have are yours to examine. I will look into it immediately.
Yes, immediately. Very good.
What does that mean?
Message wants me to get the car.
Senator Morton, you've been saying that if the sale of Microcon is approved, then they will control the market and use the research and technology to compete against our own companies.
You know that there is a time and a place for business. And tonight, I just want to say that our hosts threw one heck of a gala.
But, Senator, you've been saying, look what happened to our TV industry.
Looks like the thing is off duty.
Yeah, that's a wrap, boys. Let's wrap it up.
Hey, you! Quit loafing. Get the senator's car. What do you think we're doing?
No. You get the senator's car. Wrong guy. Wrong fucking century.
Penguin looking motherfucker.
Arigato.
Let me smack this asshole.
Hey, Captain Connor, remember me? Bob Richmond. Myers Lawson and Richmond. I understand my Nakamoto guy's getting a little frazzled up there tonight, huh? Listen, if I can be of any help to you, I'm available.
Well, that's comforting.
Asshole.
I knew him when he was a trade negotiator for the government dealing with the Japanese. Now he's working for them.
Like I said, asshole.
Several in off.
She not in.
Yeah, I know. Keys.
Room 2.
Arigato.
doorman, Mr. Yakuza.
Yeah, I noticed the tattoo on his arm. I didn't know there were so many Yakuza in America.
Pay attention. This isn't America. This is that shadow world. They have bars, clubs, and Betaku.
Betaku. Love residence where mistresses are kept. This is one, huh?
Correct.
Here we are.
Close the door. What time did it start raining tonight?
After 9. Someone was here after 9.
Right. She's with Eddie.
You know him?
Eddie Sakamura.
This. Your friend was into some different shit. Look, what is with this guy? I mean, there's a lot of pictures around of her with your friend Sakamura.
Sakamura?
Whatever.
He's taken photos from here recently.
Oh, I thought I heard Eddie's voice.
Say, why is everybody in Cheryl's room tonight?
Everybody?
Well, you and... Aren't you just a little bit off limits here?
And who are you?
Me. Well, I'm Julia. I'm just a little neighbor girl who lives down the hall. You Cheryl's back door man?
And what if I am?
Well, if you are, I heard of you. You better watch out, because Eddie, he's a real jealous type. They don't call him crazy Eddie for nothing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of tough.
Well, tough as you may be, Eddie finds out, then you're gonna be crying. Say, is Cheryl all right?
No, she isn't. Lieutenant Webb Smith, LAPD.
I knew he was gonna do something to her. I heard him screaming at Cheryl. Shouting things like, I'll kill you, just right before he took her to that party tonight.
Many thanks, miss. Someone from my office will contact you.
I knew he was going to do something to her.
Go ahead.
You know, Webb, Eddie's father is a big industrialist over there at Daimatsu. He has a friend he sees, Jeanette, right up here on the second floor. You know how Eddie met Cheryl? Well, she was working in that Toyota plant back there in Kentucky. And then one day, who should show up in that small little town? But Eddie. Webb.
Was about to give up the murder and you just walk away.
Maybe I've been bought off by the Japanese.
Look, senpai, apple pie, whatever it is you want me to call you, we have a murder here. I want to solve it. I don't want to hear true confessions, all right?
You know what's true? When something looks too good to be true, then it's not true. Everything she said about Eddie might have been true. But the real question is, why was she saying it?
Okay, why was she saying it?
I'm not sure.
Because she thought Eddie killed the girl. That's why. Look, this Julia woman accidentally...
Nothing is happening accidentally. She's a messenger.
Oh, you think someone sent her? Okay. Who?
The bad guys.
And I suppose they sent her in to find out what we know.
Or to tell us what they wanted us to know. Or maybe to slow us down. She certainly slowed you down.
Bullshit.
Bullshit? Never underestimate your opponent. Never take what he offers you. You want to solve this crime?
Yes.
So do I. Now let's move.
Song and dance man from way back.
Oh, yeah? Want to teach me some stuff?
It's by invitation only, gentlemen.
Mr. Sakamura.
Mr. Sakamura is not here. That's him, the bad tap dancer. Mr. Sakamura is not available.
Mr. Sakamura is a good friend of mine, and I'm sure he's available for me.
Gentlemen, you're trespassing. Now, unless you have a search warrant, you'll have to leave. You should know I'm a black belt.
But of course you are, Bill.
You help Perry?
So is Jeff. Okay, fellas, you're leaving.
That's assault.
I don't want to hurt you.
They say if you must resort to violence, then you've already lost. What do you think, Jeff?
I think I'll go get Mr. Sakamura.
Captain Kona.
Eddie.
My father will be happy to hear you still up to your same old tricks.
We're here to talk, Eddie.
Oh, so talk. It's a free country.
It's about the murder at Nakamoto tonight.
Well, let's talk outside. Oh. Yeah, I heard about that. Some poor girl.
You know her, Eddie. Cheryl Austin.
Oh, yeah, Sharon. That girl. Too bad. I hear she was a real hentai onna.
You know her better than that. You're putting her up with the Imperial Arms.
Oh, that Sharon. Oh, I know her real well. She's all over me, Kona-san.
You're irresistible, Eddie.
Well, it's true. Kona-san, she had a big problem. She was a sick girl. She liked pain. Plastic bag over her head, always saying, more, more, squeeze harder.
Squeeze the neck.
Squeeze the neck.
You like that, do you?
Me? No. I'm a straight meat and potatoes man.
Don't let him see you like this. Get up.
Did you see her tonight?
Tonight, me. Well, maybe for 2 minutes at the party, just to say hello.
Mr. Sakamura, I think you better come with us.
Yeah, I saw her tonight. I brought her to the party. But I have nothing to do with it. Look, I can prove it to you. Just let me call you later. I will bring you something.
Conan, I think that's a bad idea.
Captain. Nakamoto is Keiretsu. My father is Daimatsu Keiretsu. Now, if his son is arrested here, there won't be repercussions. Business is war. I know you understand. Dakara, mo chotto matte kure yo.
You have your passport?
Yeah, sure.
Give him your card. And you call him, Eddie.
Kona-san! Onni ikimasu.
I sure hope you know what you're doing.
Me too.
He's guilty as hell.
Well, my Dairokan says he's not.
Well, I hope your intuition is right.
Look, Senpai, my Dairokan tells me that your Dairokan wasn't the reason you let Eddie go.
In Japan, his father saved my life.
And Eddie reminded you of that?
He would never remind me. It's my responsibility to remember.
So what is all this bullshit about his father's Keiretsu?
Bullshit? There's a Keiretsu war going on. A Japanese corporation never stands alone. A Keiretsu is a united front of hundreds of powerful companies all acting in partnership to win.
To win what?
Whatever's there. You ever hear business is war? War is never over. Maybe you heard all's fair in love and war.
So where does that leave us?
Us? We're in the war zone.
Let me get this straight. Based on the lab results, the guy who fucked her was Japanese.
Semen analysis is blood type AB. Diego factor positive, negative for ethanol dehydrogenase. Asian pattern. Male pubic hair also Asian in origin. Evidence points to a Japanese perpetrator.
It's a Jap perp, all right. What the hell is this?
Looks like you guys confessed.
No. It's just sumimasen. If you're caught doing something wrong, to get leniency, you must perform an apology.
You mean it's an act?
No, not exactly. He's genuinely scared that you'll create a scandal. So, Yoshida-san insisted that he find the missing disc and deliver it to us.
Yeah, good luck. That disc is probably in a Tokyo landfill by now.
Well,
What the hell's this?
Daytime, 46th floor. Negotiations for a company called Microcon. Semiconductors.
Hey, can we skip the cartoons?
Hold on, we just started.
Richmond, son. Busy, busy.
Hey, let's go. Get to it.
Nighttime, same place. Looks different, huh?
Jesus.
It's her.
Hello. Come on in. Japanese.
Maybe he's Polish.
He's checking to see if she's carrying a gun.
Someone's using a gizmo.
Gizmo, you're its dog.
He's sure using it, all right.
They were the hands to the neck.
The way she likes it.
Hey, Mr. Nice Guy, turn around. This guy's gonna walk out in the dark.
No.
Step into there.
Back it up.
There.
That's right. I knew it all along.
I was right about this.
Eddie.
You know this fucker?
Eddie Sakamura. We had him tonight.
What do you mean you had him?
We had him. We let him go.
I kept his passport.
His fucking passport?
Jesus. Get his ass, not his passport.
What are you waiting for?
You want Banzai carved on our ass with a samurai sword? Let's go get this, Eddie. Sock it to me. I'm going to break your arms, my friend. I'm going to love breaking your fucking arms.
Come on, Webb.
Beats all that diplomacy shit.
I thought no violence.
Last thing we want.
The guy's a murderer, Spider-Man.
LAPD takes no chances.
Yeah, but we do take prisoners, right?
Listen, why kind of let this guy walk?
I can't say.
What is he about? Guy's always careful not to offend. What is it we're not supposed to offend? Fuck them, they break the law. That brands me as reactionary.
Not your right position. Stand by.
Move in it.
What does that mean anyway, reactionary?
Is that a dirty word?
Like racist? Something like that?
almost took a brace the whole time.
Whatever happened to good and evil? Whatever happened to... He did it. A guy did it. You got you.
Plundering our natural resources. Fucking guys are into everything. What time you got, Webb?
2:10.
Make a note. At 2:11, suspect was apprehended.
Eddie Sakamura calling. It's urgent. I must speak about missing disc.
Oh, you know.
Take him, but he ran, Chief.
Burnt beyond recognition. The guy's a cinder. You got proof that this Sakamura committed the murder?
Absolutely. Got it all recorded. Right, Webb?
Absolutely.
You did everything by the book?
By the book. Absolutely, Chief. By the book.
Absolutely.
But everything was not absolutely by the book.
Absolutely not.
And when did you discover this?
Yeah.
Lieutenant Smith.
Yeah.
This is Division Dispatcher. Uncleared messages.
All right, go ahead.
5:27 a.m. Captain Connor.
Oh, Connor.
A wake-up call at 7. Said to meet him at the golf club at exactly 9:15 a.m.
All right. Anything else?
Let's see.
Nope. What about last night?
He got all your messages last night.
No, I didn't call in last night.
Yeah, you did. Edward Sakamura. Let's see, yep. 233, your clearance number was given and messages were transmitted.
Look, I forgot. Can you give those messages to me again?
All right, just a sec.
What were you doing last night?
Sort of helping my career.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's always good. But you gotta look out for yourself in this life, you know what I mean?
Grandma says you gotta look out for other people.
Yeah, yeah, well, you gotta do that too. That's why everybody's so busy all the time.
So, is that what business is?
Business? No, business, business is, business is... I can't explain it to you right now.
Is that why Mommy says you don't have the head for business?
Lieutenant Smith, here we go.
Yeah.
Daddy?
Hmm?
Why does Mommy call you a loser?
11:41 last night, Ken Schubick, L.A. Times. Please call. Message reads, the weasel's checking up on you.
The weasel?
Yeah, then 2:10 this morning, Mr. Eddie Sakamura.
Eddie Sakamura?
Correct. 2:10 a.m., message reads, urgent, must speak about missing disc.
Hey, I gotta talk to you.
We gotta have a conversation.
Oh, shit. Whoa, 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 trigger. Oh.
Yoshida-san, I'm embarrassed by this crude interruption. You must play your stroke again. No penalty.
Ken Schubick.
Hey, Ken, Webb Smith.
Webb, where the hell you been? You get my message?
Yeah, about the weasel.
Last night, I'm working late at the paper.
I see the weasel arrive, dressed in his tux. He goes right to the library. I could tell the ambitious little turd had a scent of blood. He's still here.
I asked Lily, the librarian, what's he checking out? A cop, she says. A cop named Webb Smith.
What?
Yep. Webb, the guy's a scumbag
for hire. He used to do jobs for the studios and realtors. The little turd just got a new Mercedes 500 SL. Pretty good on a reporter's salary. Wonder who he's working for now. You get on the wrong side of somebody
last night?
Maybe.
Because somebody's got the weasel tracking you down. Something about a charge brought against you.
A charge brought against me?
Yeah, against you and Lieutenant Tom Graham a couple of years ago.
It was a hearing. I was cleared. It was bullshit.
Yeah, well, it might be bullshit, but I thought you better know anyway. It smells like something heavy coming down.
What happened to the disc? Where the hell is it? We left it in your possession when we went to get Eddie.
And you got Eddie, huh? Oh, yes, it was all over the paper. But there was no mention of the murdered girl on the Nakamoto boardroom table, right?
We left the disc with you. It is against the rules to take physical
rules?
Evidence.
Whose rules?
The rules. The chief says we fucked up. He's blaming us for running this.
The Japanese have a saying, fix the problem, not the blame. Find out what's fucked up and fix it. Nobody gets blamed. We're always after who fucked up. They're always better.
Oh. They're always better? You wake me up to tell me that?
Wake you up?
That'll be the day.
Keep it, sport. Next time, try a parking meter.
Captain Connor?
Yes?
A gift from Mr. Hanada.
Oh, thank you. Tell him I appreciate it.
Most welcome. Most welcome.
You must have really took those guys this morning.
No, I lost.
Lost? The guys didn't look all that good.
Oh, they're not. It's difficult to lose without making it too obvious. That way they don't lose face.
Saving face. Sounds more to me like you were kissing ass.
Well, not exactly. I've done services for those men in the past, and we've shared information. They said that Eddie's death will have repercussions.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry. The guy was a fugitive. He killed the girl.
I doubt it.
You doubt it? Well, I saw it on the disc.
Did you?
It's the only space available to us. We try to analyze commercials and network news to find out how the public's being tricked. Problem is, most of the students just want to learn the trick so they can use them to get ahead. Okay, everybody. Class is over. Ice skating rink upstairs. The ice melts down here. Speaking of ice, Captain, she's been at it since you gave her the disc at 3 this morning. Jingo Asakuma. Meet Lieutenant Webb Smith.
You're late.
What have we got?
Something there. In the edge collars. Look at shadow lines. They added some shadows. Look at the light source.
We can see her face, but we can't see his.
Perfect job, though.
And what else?
The reflection.
Of Eddie.
It's fishy.
Wait a minute, what's going on here?
No, here we are. Let's look at color shift in the pixels.
Yeah, let's look at those pixels.
Pixels have been doctored. See the blue edge? This disc's a copy.
A copy? Wait a minute. What you're saying is that somebody put Eddie's face there? And it's really somebody else's reflection? Come on, that's bullshit.
Bullshit? Where have you been, Lieutenant Smith? You don't think video can be altered? I want you to watch something I've been recording on that camera there. Now, this is just quick and crude, but imagine what can be accomplished with more sophisticated equipment. Watch this.
What you're saying is that somebody put Eddie's face there? And it's really somebody else's reflection? Come on, that's bullshit.
Of course, they'd need a variety of photos of this man.
Well, they have photos of Eddie.
From the dead girl's apartment. They took him off the bathroom mirror.
Do you believe in ghosts, Lieutenant Smith?
What do you mean, do I believe in ghosts?
Well, in Japan, when I was growing up, we believed in many ghosts. I want you to watch this. Tell me what you see. See it?
See what?
Yeah. Play it again. But slowly.
The way to see it is to move slightly faster.
It's a ghost. Look at that. It's a ghost.
A third person.
It's been systematically erased.
Erased?
Just like airbrushing someone out of a still. Only much harder. Pisses me off, though. They expect us to be sloppy Americans. They think we will not be thorough, not be intelligent.
Well, in Japan, I guess they would have done it right, huh?
Right. In Japan, the ghost would have stayed hidden.
To do this, they would have to have high-res video stills, close-ups of the conference table, the clock, anything in the area.
They'd have to duplicate the ghost's walk, match the shadows.
Like someone walking through the room, shooting photographs?
The security guy.
Tanaka.
He was walking backwards through the room last night, taking pictures, right along that path.
Wait. Here's something. Look, they're in the glass. My ghost has left a reflection. I'm adjusting image resolution and sharpening. If I apply an edge detection operation, I should be able to isolate the reflection and pull out its shape. Let's adjust resolution and magnitude of each of the color channels.
Mm-hmm.
filter out all the noise we picked up along the way.
Holy shit. Eddie Sakamura. Then he witnessed the murder.
How many hours did they have to work on these?
Well, I got my call.
The murder took place 8:30 p.m. Ishihara delivered disc to us 1:33 a.m.
5 hours. I doubt it could be done.
If it could be done, where would it be done? It's quiet.
Hardly anyone's in yet. They were working late last night on a rush project.
I'm sure Nakamoto appreciates all the hard work.
Yes, I heard it went real well for them. Mr. Donaldson is expecting you.
Yes, we did some work together when this was the Donaldson Corporation.
Jim, how are you?
Captain Connor.
Webb Smith.
Hello. What can I do for you?
Well, we need your help, Jim.
Anything.
You worked on some discs last night for Nakamoto.
Some discs? Oh, I doubt that.
Well, you did. And I need their names.
Our clients are confidential.
I know, but we do need your help.
Captain, we wouldn't have done any work for Nakamoto here. You know damn well Nakamoto and Hamaguri are competing Keiretsu.
Yes, but I've been told by reliable sources that only you have the next generation of technology to do this kind of work.
Well, your reliable sources are wrong. Besides, we're way beyond the next generation here. And I really don't know anything.
You still run this place, don't you?
Run it? Sure. I'm still the chief executive here. Sort of. Actually, my role is a little different now.
You mean you don't run it?
Look, we sold it. They own it. People who own things are entitled to do whatever they want with them. That's the way it works. But hey, you know, there's a bright side to everything. I'm getting out to a lot more Dodger games lately, having some fun. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, Jim. Fun. Best regards to Mrs. Donaldson.
How's, what's her name?
She's fine.
Give her my best.
I will. So, what do we know now?
Well, we know that the disc was doctored here.
And we know that they know that we know. We are beating the grass to startle the snakes.
What? Look, where'd you from, Senpai? Scotland Yard?
Scotland backyard.
So how did you become the special liaison officer for Los Angeles? And, what's the name?
What you should be asking is why you and I were put together last night.
I was on duty. Nakamoto requested you.
No, they didn't. Nakamoto is formally protesting the fact that I'm on the case.
So what you're saying is, there's someone else who called you in. Someone else who...
has been manipulating things. We're playing that most American of games.
Which is what?
Catch-up. Also said that Eddie's people might retaliate.
Eddie's people might retaliate? Against who?
Whoever they feel was responsible for his death.
What do you mean when you say retaliate?
I don't think I should say anymore.
Why not? You've been talking all morning.
Because I just realized they may have bugged your car.
They? Who's they?
Let's move.
Man, why the fuck are we running?
We're not running. We're eluding.
Eluding.
Ha ha ha!
safe around here.
You call this safe?
Senpai, rough neighborhoods may be America's last advantage. Perhaps I may suggest a strategy. Don't stare at these guys. Keep your hands down. These guys don't like big arm movements. They might shoot you. Keep your voice nice and calm. No. Better still. Don't say shit. Now, if you hear me say, can I be of any assistance? It's too late. You can kiss your little ass goodbye.
Yo, what's up?
Spider Web Smith scored 40 against Crenshaw.
48.
Yo, motherfucker, what year was that?
75.
Now, was that before Columbus or after?
You very funny.
Armani?
Giorgio, you be doing just fine, brother.
Hey, look, guys, I got a serious situation here. I'm trying to escort this old geezer back to the loony farm. He stole some sushi for some Japanese cats. Now, they chasing us. So I need you guys to get behind us. You think you can help us out?
We got your back.
Hey, you guys looking for something? Oh, hot panay. Very nice.
Through your window, sir.
Yeah, okay.
You got your thing, Slim?
Wiping trip.
Because I was led to believe this car would be for sale soon.
Go, boy!
Senator Morton's campaign office.
Senator Morton, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Captain Connor returning his call.
And there he goes.
What's wrong with this picture?
The clock isn't moving.
Exactly. After the guy leaves, time stands still. What they probably did here was rock and roll. Print the same scene over and over to keep the pixels, the grain, alive. In other words, they removed whatever followed this guy's exit, and that made the discs the standard length.
So no one would suspect that anything was missing after that. But obviously...
Something happened after that that's been hidden from us.
If we only had the original disc, we could see what really happened after that time.
Exactly. Catch on fast, Lieutenant Smith.
Webb. Yeah, I do.
Well, I should go and make a copy of the disc for you.
This is Asakuma.
Jingo.
How do you feel about working with us? I mean, the police. Especially since you're...
You mean... Because I'm Japanese.
Yeah.
Here, I'm Japanese. But in Japan, I was Ainoko. My father was a Kokujin. You know that word, Kokujin? Negro?
Negro. Oh, yes. I know that word.
Yes, a black man. He was with the American Air Force. My mother worked in a noodle shop. Do you know the term? Hisabetsu Burakumi? It's like,
Untouchable.
I was even lower than Burakumi. Because I was deformed. To the Japanese, deformity is shameful. It means you have done something wrong. And then, on top of all of that, I really did something wrong.
What was that?
I fell in love with a guy, Jean. Caucasian who was living there. We were both ostracized. Made his work over there difficult and my life impossible. He had to leave Japan.
He left you?
Maybe we left each other.
No. He ran out. He couldn't take it.
Him? No, he could take anything. My friend is a very strange man. You know what he says? Always leave the cage door open so the bird can return.
Your friend sounds like an idiot. Let's go, Kohai. We're late. And bring the disc.
Thank you.
Your pal took the disc. But anyway, we got the right guy.
Maybe we got the wrong guy, Tom.
What are you talking about, wrong guy? The face is closed. What
are you? Relax.
What are you?
Go home, get some sleep. Slow down.
The fuck you, slow down. You're squeezing me.
Who?
Who?
Yeah, who's squeezing?
Come on, man, wake up. These aren't the old days. Just get me that disc. And the case is closed, just the way everybody wants it to be.
There's a disc. All right, go make everybody happy. You close the case.
What are you going to do?
I'm opening it up. What? Well, what am I? Endangering my chances for advancement?
Maybe if you only knew.
Japanese nationals down there picking through the remains of last night's car wreck.
The guys from Nakamura. What are they looking for?
An interesting question. You recognize the pickup truck?
Oh, it's close. Yeah. It was outside Eddie's last night, parked next to the Cadillac.
By morning, we figured it was suspicious, so we had it brought in. Yeah, there's the ownership of the Toyota.
Tanaka.
Head of Nakamoto Security. Now, what was Tanaka doing at Eddie's last night?
Hey, Lieutenant Smith. Willie Wilhelm, LA Times. How's it going?
Pretty busy right now.
Oh, I can understand that. Say, we're preparing a little story on you. We had a couple of questions about the Martino case. Remember that one a couple years back? The one about accusation of accepting a bribe brought against you by Mr. Martino? Any comment?
No comment.
Well, I've already talked to your partner at the time, Lieutenant Graham. He had some interesting things to say. Would you like to hear them?
No.
I'm told the DA's office is about to reopen the investigation.
No.
No comment?
No.
Captain Connor, do you have any comment on the charge of Japan bashing that he leveled against you in tonight's paper? Hey!
Hey? Hey is for horses. What is Japan bashing? What does it mean? All animals are created equal except the Japanese? You stupid little shit. Fuck off.
Can I quote you on that, sir?
Japan bashing? You? What do they think of next?
Next? Next, they'll call you a racist.
Look, I've told you. I have no idea where Mr. Tanaka is. I haven't seen him.
But did he come in today?
I don't know. And even if I did know, the answer is I don't know.
Well, someone knows him.
You guys will never beat him. They're too good.
I've told you this in order to avoid unnecessary embarrassment, Monsieur-san.
I am surprised to hear this, Connor-san. Because, personally, I welcome your involvement. I know that you are always...
discreet.
Ah, yes. You asked me about Microcon. We were approached in Tokyo last year by Richmond-san.
Yeah, and I'll tell you. Microcon needed a shot in the arm. So I thought that Nakamoto would be just what the doctor ordered.
Excuse me.
Go on, sir.
Frankly, we were surprised it would be offered. We were cautious to enter into negotiations. we received assurances that there would be no objection to the sale from Washington. We have been criticized for trying to help a company in financial difficulty. We feel very... kizutsuita.
Wounded.
Yes.
Hey, guys. See you back up there. Let's get this deal closed. So anyway.
Yeah. Back of the salt line.
Not much team spirit.
Yeah, they'll get into it. Especially now, since they know Senator Johnny Morton is changing his vote. He's finally been convinced his stand has been pretty racist.
Racist?
What else could it be? Remember when Fujitsu tried to buy Fairchild Semiconductor? Mm. And the U.S. government blocked the sale, saying it was against national security to sell it to a foreign company.
And then later, Fairchild is sold to a French company. Mm. But this time, there's not a peep from Congress or Senator Morton or anyone. Apparently, it was okay to sell to a foreign company.
Just not the Japanese company.
I'd say that's racist policy, pure and simple.
Captain Connor, Nakamoto is an honorable company. We have no part in any complications that have occurred. But if they don't want Japan to buy it, don't sell it. I will assist you in whatever way I can.
I'm very grateful.
Tomorrow at noon for golf?
Tomorrow at noon.
I will try to make it harder for you to let me win.
Senator, are you comfortable with this new position?
Absolutely. Because I don't view it as a new position. I view it as a modification of them.
And that's exactly what it is, a modification. And so far, the response has been 10-1 in favor of the way I've modified my position.
Modified? Senator, it's a total reversal.
Well, no, not at all. It's simply a refinement of my earlier views. Foreign trade invigorates America. I've always been a proponent of fair trade, free markets.
But
always.
You were against the sale because it put our advanced weaponry entirely in the control of the Japanese.
Well, now, that's really vastly simplified.
Ah, more affirmations. Oh, Senator Shanley must have killed him to write this. All the polls have been positive.
Ah, but I didn't bring you here to discuss politics and economics. I know how that must bore men like you. I just wanted to get your input, gentlemen, because I know that you're investigating certain events that took place at the Nakamoto party last night. And I was wondering if you felt that there was any linkage between those unfortunate events and the proposed sale of Microcop.
We're not aware of any linkage.
Well, has Nakamoto done anything unfair or improper in promoting the sale?
Not that we're aware of, no.
Good. Your investigation is concluded, then.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's it, then, gentlemen. Thank you. Ah. One for you. Thank you. And one for you. Thank you very much.
John, here's some more faxes.
More support. Always welcome. Mind if I give you a word of advice?
No.
If a battle can't be won, don't fight it.
If a battle can't be won, don't fight it.
They're out of war. Sun Tzu, China, 5th century BC.
An educated guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. He read a fortune cookie once. Keep this number between us.
We'll decide whether the Microcon sale goes through.
Lieutenant Smith, I have Lauren Smith for you.
Yes, what I need.
Webster, I'm calling to inform you I'm taking Zelda.
When, this weekend?
Today at 5 o'clock.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about charges being brought against you. concerning bribery.
Come on, Lauren. You know everything about that charge. It was thrown out. Remember?
Oh, come off it, Webster. We both know what really happened.
Stop it, Lauren.
That, coupled with the fact that you've become a racist.
Oh, what?
Yes, and that you associate with known racists, makes me sure the court will understand that you're providing an improper atmosphere for our daughter.
They want you to back off.
You're not taking Zelly.
Are you denying me my rights? I'm here with my attorney. We're recording this call.
Well, you can record this. Fuck you. Fuck your lawyer, too, if you already have it. You're not coming anywhere near Zelly, or anyone lays a finger on
him. Hey!
Take me on? Come on, step out of this car. I've had enough of you. And you want to take me on? Get out! Come on! I'm tired of your shit. I'm tired of her shit. Come on! Pimp slap me up and down this fucking street.
Tell me about the bribery charge, Kohai.
The what?
The bribery charge.
Look, the woman who filed the charge was a chronic psychiatric case. The review board dismissed it. You got that? All right. Now I gotta go get Zelly.
I can't help you if you won't tell me.
Tell you what? It was dismissed. Look, you know cops are always being accused of assault, molestation, taking bribes, all kinds of shit. Jesus Christ! I'm a good cop! Domestic violence call. The kid is in the crib screaming his head off. I pull back the covers and there laying next to the kid is a kilo of white brick. Graham says that we can't make the arrest, that the search is invalid, that the wife can't testify against her husband, and that any decent lawyer will beat this. The woman is screaming, the kid is screaming, and I'm losing my mind here. Suddenly the husband walks in with an envelope. This thick with $100 bills, and he says to me, "Thank you, officer, for all your help. Thank you very much." Graham turns to me and gives me the nod.
And you took the money?
What was I supposed to do, man? I mean, my wife was pregnant. Health insurance didn't cover it. We had bills up to here. Yes, I took the money. Me and Graham split it. Now you're the only one that knows about it.
Graham knows, and now, who else?
Yeah, Graham knows. You want to know why I told you?
Why?
Because I figure you're on the take, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that fucking fat envelope you got in your pocket there. The one the guy gave you back at the golf club. That's what I'm talking about.
This is a golf membership.
Oh, so how much is a membership worth these days?
100,000.
100,000. Or they sure make it easy to take 100,000 bucks, don't they?
But golf is how they do business. This is very important for what I do.
Well, I guess that makes everything all white, now, doesn't it? Make sure she hasn't taken Zelly. Damn, it has one thing missing now.
Zelly! Zelly! Hey, babe, you here?
Somebody's here.
I was wondering where he would show up.
Oh, my God.
Anything more to open?
Hey, put that phone down.
I'm just calling my guys.
Put the phone down.
So who was killed in the car crash?
Tanaka, the security guy.
Yes, Tanaka. He worked for Nakamoto Corporation, but he had a special relationship with me. And my father's caterer could offer a better future to him, you understand? Tanaka, he liked women and drugs, too. And for that, give me good information.
And they also try to set you up as the murderer.
Well, you know, he was playing both sides. Look, I'm still alive, he's still dead. He double-crossed me, but I double-cross him better. He's afraid to get caught with me, so he uses my car and kills himself. I didn't like the collar anyway.
You reported the murder. Then you called me in, hmm?
My father always said, if you need help, call Kona-san.
So the Japanese guys at the police station, what were they looking for in the car?
What Tanaka brought Eddie, and what Eddie was going to give to us.
That's right, Kona-san.
The original disc.
Kona-san, you're a smart cookie for a gaijin. But I think you're going to be surprised when you see this. First, give me back my passport. I think I'm going to need it.
Careful, Gore.
Who is it?
Me, Webb. Let me in.
It's Graham.
I had a sword and a smile.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? What are you doing here? What's wrong?
Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Squeeze his arm, baby. Your ex is talking. The chief is shitting and the weasel snooping. Opening up new things.
New things? What new things? Look, are you on the take?
Fuck you, the take.
Are you on the fucking take?
Who the fuck you'd ask me about that? Who the fuck you'd ask me about that? You started me off. You remember that? Now play ball. You get to keep your kid, you get to keep your job, you get to keep your buddies. We're a team, Webb.
A team? What team are we on? Huh?
We know who you got in there. You were harboring River in there.
How did you know Eddie was still alive?
He's not. He's dead. He just forgot to lay down.
He didn't do it.
Who did it?
We don't know who did.
Send him out, Spider-San, with the disc, too. I'll protect the guy.
And what if I don't?
If you don't, you're obstructing justice. You're harboring, baby. You don't become in after a murderer. What are you doing in your life? You know me, Webb, I get my man.
Yeah. Even if he's the wrong man.
Who the fuck are you, the Supreme Court? You're putting a lot of guys in line of fire just to protect one dead nip.
You risk your life, your child, for me. Kariができました.
Sitting ducks up here. Time to be among them. Don't let anyone in. Put this on. And don't try to go out.
Baby, not right now, okay? You and Grandma ought to stay in the room. Go.
Don't do anything. We'll take care of everything.
Ika, yokake.
Oi.
They want us to wait.
city guy's alive. They want a shot at him. I gotta figure this. First rule is to protect your ass. Maybe we'll get some backup. What do you say?
That's all I remember.
Luckily, you were wearing the proper gear.
Yeah, luckily.
You've read this morning's paper. You were caught in the middle of gang warfare.
Man, I was caught in the middle of a business negotiation.
No, Lieutenant. You can read. You were the target of a drive-by shooting by a street gang. It was a grudge attack. None of the suspects has been apprehended. One gang member was found murdered by ritual strangulation.
So Eddie's dead now. Officially.
Officially, the case is closed. Under the circumstances, we're recommending that you take a voluntary leave of absence. And, Lieutenant, would you be able to tell us the whereabouts of Captain Connor?
No. I have no idea where he is.
He just shut us down. Put a padlock on the front door just like that. Now it works. A phone call to the university president from Major in Dallas. Fuckers can't stop us that easily.
You're still ahead of us, Kohai.
Got here as fast as I could. They're looking for you.
Well, we've been piecing it together. Earlier in the evening, Eddie and Cheryl made love. But at the party, she met another man, her secret lover.
Her backdoor man?
Someone at Nakamoto must have suggested that they use the executive bedroom on the 46th floor. But they never got beyond the boardroom table.
Here comes your ghost.
Eddie, before they erased him, he's letting her get killed.
Now I've seen her go through this before.
The gas for routine.
Funny old world, eh?
But I thought Eddie was supposed to be the jealous lover.
Oh, yes, but a stronger passion overtook Eddie. His loyalty to his father's Keritsu. They also wanted to purchase Microcon. And don't forget, there's a Keritsu war going on.
Who is it? Who is it? Senator Morton.
Eddie probably offered it to the senator as a form of hospitality.
So, Senator Morton killed her?
Now wait till you see the rest of the disc. We know that they used this situation to blackmail Senator Morton. They pinned the murder on Eddie by doctoring the disc.
But why was Eddie protecting him?
Because the senator was voting the way Eddie wanted him to vote. This is about who would control Microcon. Whoever controlled the senator would control the fate of Microcon.
Now, this is the part of the disc we never saw before. There, you see that?
Yeah, the clock. It's moving.
No. The girl. She's moving.
Holy shit. She's alive.
She was alive. Until...
Now, who the hell is this?
Someone who's been observing and knows the exact location of the hidden camera.
That's it? That's all we got? We can't let them get away with this shit.
Get away with this? They won't get away with this. I am very, very Okota!
Pissed off.
Yes, pissed off.
Good. So what do we do now?
Yes. What do we do now?
You asking me?
Yes.
We beat the grass. The start of the snakes.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Very kind of you to call.
You said that the fucking technology would protect me.
Oh,
from the other side. We just have to make sure the spin is right. Oh, my God, look at this.
We will decide whether the Leprechaun sale goes through.
I will be basing my vote on my country's needs.
Industrial policy. You're somebody with some aspirations, perhaps, to the highest office in the land.
This interruption, but there is something I must show you. This is the original disc from your security cameras that filmed this conference room and recorded the murder and the murderer.
We are grateful to you, Yoshida-san, for insisting that Ishihara deliver this to us.
But instead, he replaced it with this doctored version.
Please show us the original disc.
Arigato. We shall find out who actually killed her.
Why was I not told this?
What has been happening here?
I was protecting the situation, Yoshida-san.
He has been too long in America. He has adopted many bad habits.
Thank you.
Keep eye contact at all times. And at all costs, don't lose your temper.
I don't lose my temper.
How you doing, guys? How you doing? Kumbawa. Watashi wa... Watashi, look. But we cops, man. Just step aside and have no trouble. This is police business. Well, seems like nobody's... Listening.
Could have taken them. Their objective was not to win, but to delay us. And they've succeeded.
Eddie's friends. Looks like they've got their revenge.
We gotta stop this. We gotta do something.
Do what? He's finished. That cement dries fast, and there's no way they're gonna rip open that foundation. Everyone wants this case closed. Besides, they put us on leave of absence.
So, what will Microcon do now?
Struggle on.
We'll find a way.
Or a way will find you.
I hope we can continue our friendship.
Well, sure. Let's do lunch
sometime.
Let's
do lunch. Yeah. What's going to happen to him?
They are retiring him. Kishihara will be given a window seat.
That means he will spend the rest of his life in Japan staring out an office window.
Gee, that's too bad. He seemed like a heck of a guy.
Yeah, personally, I got along great with him.
Yeah.
Well, if you sit by the river long enough, you will see the body of your enemy floating by.
Kono-san,
I want to thank you. I feel like I should repay you with something.
Repay me? For what? Well, the key.
The key? Ah, yes, the key. The key is, don't talk about it, just do it. The Kohai talks. The senpai knows. And if I want to be a senpai,
no.
Then...
The key.
What?
The key to your car.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, today at golf, we'll be discussing how I can help Nakamoto pull out of the Microcon deal without losing face.
Care to interrupt us?
Exactly. Very nice working with you, Kohai. See you.
See you.
Yoshida-san.
Hello, Adaimas.
Spazza. A perfect day for golf.
Well, thanks to your help, we were able to find out who did it.
Did you?
Did we what?
Find out.
Find out? You mean who did it? Come on.
Well, you know, in Japan, the one who confesses to being the murderer doesn't have to be the one that actually did it. It's an old tradition that out of loyalty, an innocent man will take the rap for his boss. It's his duty.
That's not what happened here. That Richmond guy, he would have done anything to make that deal go through. He was working with Ishihara, a yuppie facilitator, a hustling business samurai. Way for the future.
If you say so.
If I say so? Look, I'm a cop. It's my business to know these things. Besides, what about Connor?
What about him?
The guy's always right.
If you say so.
Did I say something to anger you or something?
No, nothing you said.
Then what is it?
Golf.
Golf? I don't get it.
There it is up there.
You live here. 428 Rose Street. Well... When I came to pick him up that first time, behind the sliding panel, that was you.
And the gaijin that you lived with in Japan, that was Connor.
Thanks for getting me here.
Wait a minute. Now, there's some things here I don't understand.
Yes. Goodbye, Kawhi.
No. Look, I mean, the guy, he's playing golf now. You and me, we're alone. And...
I know. You say loyalty is important. It all comes down to who you trust.
Wait a minute. When he said that line about, always leave the cage door open so the bird can return... What the hell does that mean anyway?
Who knows? When you figure it out, Webb, let me know.
Don't fence me in.